好，我们彼得前书二章哈，从第一节我们今天大概就是到第八节哈。
So thank God, Second Peter, chapter 2, verse 1 to 8 is the focus. First Peter, chapter 2, verse 1 to 8 is the focus of our discussion now.
啊，这里在提到基督徒的两个比喻哈，第一个像婴孩，第二个是祭司。
So Christians is compared to first babies and second to the royal priesthood.
那在灵宫里要献灵祭。
And to offer spiritual sacrifices in the spiritual house of God.
大家有什么感想分享？有问题可以讨论。
Anyone have any thoughts to share or any questions? Feel free to share this point in time.
我们自己体验也可以啊，像婴孩，我是怎么长大的，或者我为什么长不大，分享我们自己的经验啊。
You can share how maybe you were like a baby and how you grew in Christ, or maybe how you didn't grow in Christ and how that affected you, or anything else you'd like to share.
好了，我先讲了。那个婴孩怎么长大
？I'd like to share regarding how a baby grows maturity.
我记得我在年轻的时候，我很喜欢聚会。
Remember when I was young, I liked to attend services often.
就好像这个第二节说，那爱慕那纯净的灵奶。
Just like it says here in verse 2, craving this pure spiritual milk.
我去教会聚会，常常都坐前面的。坐到最很前，大概到第二排那个位置而已。
When I went,
因为在前面是没有可以垫的东西了，我大概是坐第二个最靠边那个位置。
When I attended service, I always sat in the second row.
然后那时候听到了，真的很喜欢听。
I love to listen to the teachings of Christ.
其实以前的讲道，比如说那个简义珍长老，那个简长老讲道讲很久哦，讲一个半小时的，一个半小时听起来，好像只有半个小时一样。
I recall,
就结束了。
That the elders would sometimes talk overtime, even to 1.5 hours. But to me, it felt like only 30 minutes because I enjoyed listening to the teaching so much.
那个时候，我的印象当中，那个时候我很认真听道理。而且呢，我养成习惯了，我听到理由做笔记啊。从以前到现在，到现在为止，我还是做笔记啊。
I was very zealous in listening to the gospel, and I also, from that time to now, I still take notes every single time.
所以有时候我在感觉到说，那个时候在听道理，而且还有圣灵在带，有圣灵在带。
And so, to me, I felt that in listening to the gospel and also, feeling the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那时候在听道理的感觉，就是好像爱慕那个纯净的灵奶那种感觉。
I could really experience what it says in this verse to crave the pure spiritual milk.
那我现在最怕的讲道是最怕人家看手表，还是买不下来。
Now that when I'm a speaker of sermons, I'm afraid when people start looking at their watches at me.
听到哈，我大家分享一下，爱慕纯净灵奶，就一个方法就是听到哈。那刚刚刘长老讲，他都坐前面，听到坐前面跟听到坐后面有什么不同
？So, Elder Liu says that he went to the front to listen to the teachings. What is the difference between listening in the front versus listening in the back?
有的信徒好像是后面是首位啊。
And some people really are not really listening. They just stand in the back like sentries or visitors.
是掏钱力。
If you're sitting in the front, you're locked in, you can't escape, and you can't chat with others. In the back, you can go forward, backwards, left and right, but not in the front if you sit in the front.
So
this is the talk of experience.
以前传道是勉励的，传道书第五章的第一节了，你们到神的殿要谨慎脚步，因为敬虔听胜过愚昧人的献祭。这个是以前我们听老传道在讲的时候，所以我们一到教会就是往前面跑。
In the past, the elders would always encourage us. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 5 it says to go close to listen to the word of God, and to你说第几节？
第一节，五章第一节，传道书五章第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 1, where it says to guard your steps when you go to the house of the God, to go to near to listen rather than to offer a sacrifice of fools.
不过在台湾的话，我在台湾的淡水教会，我不是在坐前面，我是坐最后面。
When I used to take care of the church in Taiwan, I would always sit in the back.
因为我要看了，有时候要注意信徒啊。
Because I have to watch the members and see what they're doing.
有出状况的时候要马上处理啊。
And if there's anything that happens, I need to go take care of it.
譬如说有信徒突然间聚会当中倒下去的话，你马上要处理啊。
Sometimes members listening, they fall down.
这个是看，不是说进前坐前面当然是。我来二百很好，我不必管这些，我都坐在前面了。我习惯，所以我常常跑到前面去做，就是这样子。
So here I don't need to take care of administration. I can just sit in the front.
好，大家来分享一下，就是要怎么才会去渴慕纯净的灵奶，就是神的话，要怎么才会去渴慕？
Share with everyone what is it that makes you want to crave pure spiritual milk? What do you do that help you with the zealousness? I think you have to recognize that you don't really know the words of God and you feel that you're inadequate and you need to learn more.
还有没有?
Anyone else?
你看那个小孩子哦，小孩子为什么有时候正餐吃不下去？
And why is it that children sometimes they won't eat the main meals?
零食吃太多。
Because they eat too much snacks.
那我们现在为什么不会渴慕那纯净的灵奶?
And so why is it that today we don't like to crave the spiritual food?
零食吃太多。
太多乱七八糟的东西。
Well, eat things that we shouldn't be eating. Maybe too much TV, too much worldly entertainment.
有可能啦，我在想哦，世俗的吃太多。
I think it could be that we eat too much from the world.
这纯的东西哦，就胃口就不好。
And then your cravings or spiritual food is lessened.
啊，对这个大家有还有什么你的感想体验？怎么样能够长大，像婴孩长大？这里讲两步嘛，要除掉罪，然后要渴慕灵奶去追求。
So everyone, if you'd like to share how you went through this in growing, maturing Christ, did you go through ridding yourself of sin, and then did you then pursue the teachings of God? As it says here in step one and step two.
其实说头先说要除罪，第一个是要认罪。
对。
So the first step,
你没有承认自己错，那你要怎样
改？对。
In order to rid yourself of sin, you must be aware and acknowledge that you do have sin.
悔改有三步啊，哦。
So repentance actually has three steps.
第一步就是要有智慧了解自己的错。
First, you must have the wisdom to discern your faults.
第二个就是要有勇气承认自己的错。
And secondly, you must have the courage to admit your error.
不要脸皮了，
哦。And that you are humble enough to admit it.
第三个要有能力离开自己的错。
Then thirdly, you must have the power to walk away.
哦，如果真的悔改，灵性一定会进步了。
If you really repent, your spirituality will in fact improve.
所以悔改就要悔要改啊，只悔不改没用啊。
In Chinese, repentance has two steps. It says you have to first 悔。You have to be sad. You have to weep over your sin, your mistakes, and then you have to change and transform your ways. So there's two steps. The world is getting more and more polluted, not just environmentally, but also in our souls. Some children will drink milk now, but actually some infants now refuse to take milk.
所以报纸也常常说他小孩子出来已经有长牙齿了，成功了。
So newspaper says that some babies
越环境越来越脏了。
Come out born with a full set of teeth already. To have a spiritual transformation is really, in fact, very difficult. It's easy to say it, but it's hard to do. It's easy to talk about repenting and reading, but when in reality it's so hard to do, to transform your spirit.
Okay, we have 10 minutes to share. What is the offering? The second topic is offering living sacrifices.
Second topic of offering living sacrifices to the Lord. What is your difficulties that you encounter?
那个灵祭哦，是我们的感受是什么？
How do you feel? Have you offered living sacrifices to the Lord before?
祷告也算灵祭。
对
对对。
So is prayer considered a sacrifice? Yes, it is.
诗篇里面讲祷告是灵祭。
Psalms it says that prayer are a fragrant offering unto the Lord.
旧约献死祭，新约是献活祭。
所以哦，即使我们没有钱可以奉献了，你来教会唱诗赞美神哦，祷告感谢神，祷告赞美神哦。啊，那那你行善哦，帮别人做一点善事，这个都是灵祭啊，不一定要得到钱啊。
So when you come to church, you don't necessarily have to offer just money. You can offer kindness, sharing, helping one another, spiritual encouragement, and your virtues and your deeds of kindness that love in Christ, and that's an offering.
所以这个献哦，就是说拿一些东西出来，不一定是要钱的。
And so when you say the word offering, it means that you're giving something, but not necessarily pecuniary in nature.
是不是可以说不要停止聚会，常常来聚会，爱慕灵粮。
是。
Can offering sacrifice?Be attending services often, would that be considered sacrifice? Yes.
因为教会就是灵工嘛，吼，我们常常来聚会，你唱赞美诗就是在赞美神，就是献灵祭；你祷告感谢神也是在献灵祭。
So yes, because the church is a spiritual house according to this chapter, and so when you come here to praise God with your lips and to pray, it is offering a sacrifice unto the Lord.
然后我们带慕道者来，就是因为我们爱嘛，他希望他能够得救恩嘛，那这个也是灵祭啊，也是善。
When we preach the gospel and bring friends into the church, that is also a offering to the Lord.
像人穿衣服、哦、穿久了 也要常常来洗衣服一样。你虽然是受洗了，你的啊，我出道理我都听得很多了，你没有到灵宫来再洗一洗啊，常常来洗衣服一样，就越走越脏嘛。我是想到这样子，你常常。尽量有时间，你能够来就是来。
So, I think when you wear your clothes for too long, if you don't put in a laundry and wash it, it'll get dirty. So coming to services is like cleansing your robes and thinking of reflecting on your mistakes and asking God to forgive you again and to cleanse your robes again for all the sins you've done and keeping it clean.
所以有时候我们一些道理听很久，哎，忽然间听懂了，有时候听很久才听得懂了，哦，要神感动我们，就哎有某一点了听懂了，
啊，
这个就对我们就一种很好的帮助啊。
So sometimes we might listen to the same teachings over and over, but we really won't get enlightened on what its true meaning until a certain point that God reveals it to us, and then we will have a spark of really understanding it.
人太健康的话，
哎，
也不会说是在祷告方面会求，要求这个灵气方面有所进展。在身体如果很健康的话，突然患了一只病的话，你才会从患难之中才会要寻求神。那么得到这个，在寻求神的时候，你的祷告，你觉得说是神医治了你，你才会长进，才会继续那个。有个人在，当然神是给我们是喜乐跟平安，可是你生活都是始终都很平安的话，也不会长进。
If you live in too much joy and peace, then you'll become complacent in your faith. It is actually better to have tribulations such as an illness in order for God to prompt you to grow closer and to be more mature and to seek and after the word of the Lord.
有没有什么办法哦？活得很平安，还很热心追求神，还是一定要生过病才会进步？
Is there any way that we can live in peace and joy and yet still be very zealous without having to go through hardships or pain or trial?
王弟兄的意见呢？
What do you think?
我觉得就是说，在我们教会当中啊，有很多人就是说，他们家里都几代都是信耶稣。
Feel like in our church we have many generations of people who are already in the church a long time.
等到他是第三代来信的话，是不是理所当然也就从 baby 开始就受洗？
So those who are just baptized in the church, like a third generation believer, they may not feel very much about the word of God.
他们一路走来的话就很平顺，你说有平安是有平安，可是呢，他们要尝尝那种快乐的一
点。And so their lives have always been blessed in that peace. They never experienced any sort of tribulation.
他也不知道什么叫做患难。
They don't know what it means to be in trial.
所以这种情况之下的话，常常就在过那种安逸的生活的话，他就觉得是理所当然了。
And so they take everything for granted.
所以他就不会想要一定要寻求祷告。
And so they may not search for God or seek Him or pray.
突然有一次，他如果遭到一个疾病上的患难的话，他突然就是说要祷告，然后又得到效果，得到果效，他才会有长进。
Maybe if they encounter illness or some sort of difficulty, then they will pray and then really experience God from that point.
Yeah, 所以患难是对我们是有帮助了哈。
And so tribulation is a blessing unto us.
然后现在就我在想一个问题，大家讨论看看了，有没有办法说不需要经过患难，还是很热心在追求信仰的？大家体验看有没有这样的体验呢？
Is it possible to not have trials? Before you can start drawing closer to the Lord or seek after the Lord. A plant that if a plant grows in the greenhouse, it will never survive in the wild. And then the other sister said to always give thanks to the Lord so that we can have a humble and teachable heart.
And I'd just like to add, you know, the Bible says that we have to want to know God.
圣经说我们要想要真的要渴慕知道神。
It tells us in Matthew 6:33, it says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." So we have to want Him. if we don't, we have to have a desire. You can come to church all the time, give your money all the time, but you could not have a desire to want to know him in a personal way. And in Timothy it says, study the word. We have to study this. We can't rely on anybody. We have to eat this. Ezekiel said, eat the whole roll. You have to eat it from Genesis to Revelation. It's all true because it's all given in from the inspiration of God. In Timothy 3:16, it says, all the word is inspired of God. It's all true. So we could be in a place, it could be in church, on your job. If you don't have a true desire to want to know who God is, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then you can come to church forever until you die. You'll never grow because you won't eat this. You have to eat it. The good, the bad, the ugly. You have to eat the whole thing. And Jesus said, in this life, we shall have tribulation. So none of us are going to escape this life without going through trials and tribulations. It's not a punishment, but it's to increase our faith.
Oh, 要爱慕了神的话、哦、这样我们才会去追求，才会长进、啊哦、那有时候遇到患难就是要帮助我们长进。圣经有说、哦、神的意念、哦、在耶利米书、啊、是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
Bible says that
Jeremiah
saysGod, my thoughts for you are thoughts of good things, not evil things.
所以、哦、神，我们当父母也是一样的，不会说 无缘无故去修理自己的孩子吧。
So our fathers, likewise, he would not just punish us out of the blue.
哦，所以神本来是要我们平安的。
And so his thoughts for us are peace.
但是有时候就是我们在平安当中、哦、就没有那个。没有那个动力要去追求神。
Unfortunately, in times of peace, we have no urge to seek after the word of God.
所以神才有时候允许一些患难临到我们哦。
And so God will allow certain tribulations and sufferings to come upon us.
让我们懂得来寻求神。
So that we know to seek after him.
那寻求神，对神有体验，信仰就更活泼。
If we search him with all our heart, then we'll experience him, and then our spiritual lives will become more prosperous and living, vibrant.
Okay, 最后一两分钟，大家对今天查稿的啊有什么感想？有什么？
Last 2 minutes. Does anyone else have anything else to share?
我这个问题哈，跟这个不太有关系，我再问那个长老。如果你看到那个教会有人倒下去昏倒的话，在聚会当中昏倒，我们怎么做法？比如说有人就这样昏倒，我讲是神经的昏倒，
马上
停止讲道，还
是不是接待的人马上过去，
下面的人
马上过去接待，就带到我们
继续吗？
讲道继续讲啊。
哦，下面过去
就是有接待的人啊，接待的人马上过去啊，就把接的就带到下面的休息室去。然后要送医院就送医院，这样。对，有的是。
上次谢弟兄倒下去的时候没有来，没有人来。
我不知道，我不知道。
他就这样倒下去，没有人照顾。
不是，这个是接待的工作。教会。
The ushers need to take care of him. Like her husband, I can't have it. So that nobody is in the
way. 因为没有人在祷告，没有人看见吗？
No, we just had like.
我们，我为什么坐在后面？就是说，万一看到这状况的时候。我马上会告诉接待去做，我然后。
那要是你没看到呢？
那没看到就没办法。
那干嘛倒在那边喽？倒到聚会结束喽？
没有，看到人要处理的。
看到人要处理，
对
对对。
对呀、啊，看到人就要。
就是说，第一个就是说，我们在聚会当中不要影响聚会的进行。那以前在小的时候也碰过了，有一位长老在讲道。讲到的时候，那时候有一个信徒，年纪比较大的信徒，结果听了传道在讲，他听了受不了了，起来就骂传道，传道就奉耶稣的叫他安静，然后呢，接待的人就马上把他带走。然后后来传道就解释说，这位弟兄他受苦，当时那时候是。 他年纪又大，那所传道的讲免可能是讲对老人老顽固什么、那个角度怎么样的时候，他受不了，结果起来就这样子。然后后来就把他带走了，以后传道就当场就说，因为他的状态是这样子，给信徒了解一下，不然有时候信徒不了解的话，认为说你这个传道乱讲话，骂老人家们不尊重，其实不是这样子，啊，他马上这是我们碰过的，啊，
这弟兄很 nice 啊，那个。因为那个我们聚会的时候，我们都关起来嘛。
对。
接待的都在
外面。
在外面。
没看到，对。
那样没有不知道。
对。
所以说，应该是在旁边的人了，马上。
旁边就我一个人，那后面的话我就不知道了。
你得先叫一下，哎，拜托，帮忙一下。
我不想扰乱那个聚会，我也不想站起来，你知道吗？我就挥一下那个。
我记得好像在已经在最后一排吗？
不是，那是另外一次。我在讲的是，总共有大概两三次。
都是在教会。
那个弟兄坐在前面哦，前面大概第三排、三四排哦，很前面哦。啊，后面应该很多人看到，可是没有行动。
也不是啊，你都不想站起来了，别人大概也看过站起来了，还要怎么讲？
这
方面没有训练的。
对啦，对我现在说要请教你要以后怎么做，我一直是这样。没有人倒过嘛，哈。
好像大家没有
有
了
有那个是
200我就讲200
200没有啊
有了他就
翻
越车倒下去了、
大家都知道
他就倒下去了
一下就不见人
的时候也是杨长老在讲到的时候我发现他已经晃了那时候那个血压我马上跟长老娘我马上跟长老讲说注意一下那时候我马上看到状况瞄到不对上去马上出去扶了不要给他在上面跌倒、啊。
他就下去了，就
那时候怀孕，然后又没有吃饭，结果就。
跌了肉。
有切甲会倒下去吗？
这都可以了解的，但是也有那个打瞌睡倒在地上。
有腿骨。
Said that sometimes it's like Eutychus, they were sleeping and fell down.
在聚会的时候，有信徒啊，癫痫症就发作，就倒下去了。
Sometimes there was someone with epilepsy, they had a seizure and fell down. Everyone said to kneel down and pray for them right at the moment. Some things like this will happen inevitably.
我有听过一次是在领圣餐的时候，有一个患死罪的人领的，死了，死在那里，后来。马上停止替他祷告到活起来然后再问他你是不是做什么错事他承认
he had a mortal sin. He wasn't
这个曾经也有这个案例
and he fell dead on a spot and then they prayed for him he resurrected and asked him what did you do wrong and he admitted
教会多的很多事情都会有的了只是说我们这个是怎么样我们在教会里面是献灵去怎么样让来到教会的过程当中就是说能够顺利的进行不要因为这件事情来影响到我们献灵祭来在教会聚会的这个是我们要注意的
很多话就
是
你在讲你刚才在讲的说那个要怎么在平安的时候啊，不一定要生病啊，或者说碰上很大的困难的时候然后你才追求灵的成长就是我的经验是说可能要信徒可能要常常检讨自己跟神的关系、你跟神的关系是物质上的关系还是说你灵里面的关系
Pursuing the Christ in times of peace
因为我们今天讲的是献灵
You constantly have to review your relationship between you and God
常常就是
And always examine yourself
主耶稣说他要回去的时候他说你们在世上有苦难
So Jesus said in the world you have
hardships 在我里面你有平安
But in me you shall have peace
这个平安就是一个应许
Is a promise from the Lord
那我们现在了解的就是说
And so we understand
today 主耶稣讲这个平安是心灵上那个平安
The peace that Jesus is referring to is the spiritual peace not necessarily the peace in the material sense
你知道吗
我知道
因为我从 El Monte 信主到现在
I believed in El Monte Church another Chinese church in El Monte to here
那我那信徒一直到现在我
all these years I believe
一个姐妹啊，她在谈，她后来她讲一句话，我是有同感。她说好，你有没有先生，你有没有发现我们教会的信徒假如有一种观念要用物质上金钱上来侍奉神，
some people may have a false concept that
好像到后来都很不好。
If you're blessed,
那
you only look at material things,
value
the material things, and that's not a correct concept.
从牛曼迪到现在，很多人都可能有时候现在有时候对他们可能不了解，但是后来你刚才讲就是说，原理民书有讲啊，哈，神的意念高过人的意念，哦，他要给我们平安。
God's thoughts are ways are higher than our ways. He wants to give us peace.
可能这个叫我们要稍微给信徒开始，因为你现在讲都是讲，因为我们教会是一个属灵的教会，哦，所以信徒刚开始的时候他会感觉上就是说，哦，怎么刚开始的侍奉的时候就是很好啊，都就是外在的都很好，怎么到一个程度的时候就突然间一直碰上困难，一直碰上困难，那也许就是说
Because he wants to establish a spiritual relationship with you.
因为我在二十几年，
20 some years ago,
刚受洗
when I first got baptized,
的时候，那时候在罗伦汉，
at that time was in Roland Heights,
那只剩下我母亲，我们母亲那时候对我来说是一个精神上很大的支持。那我不晓得，有一次我打电话给我哥哥，打在了二班哥哥，我哥哥跟我讲说，看起来哈，我母亲啊，突然间都不会走路了。
That my mother suddenly could not walk anymore.
几乎都不能走路了，就带她去看医生来，什么买那个机器啊，就让她什么脚一摇啊。那时候听到的时候，我这第一次哦，从受洗之后第一次哦，真的哈，都没有都问打传道帮助啊，叫你帮助。我第一个在那个那时候，
my first reaction.
我第一次哦，都听到的时候哦。我直接就跪下来，就开始祷告了。那我祷告的时候
，my first reaction was to kneel down and pray.
我直接就从那个灵里面
And in the spirit.
因为我跟我母亲感情很好。
Because I love my mom very much.
直接我跪下来，祷告的时候怎么求
？So when I was praying, I really prayed from the deep within my heart.
主啊，啊，现在我都没有人可以依靠了，只剩下我母亲。那你又把她带走，我怎么办呢？
And said, Lord,
all
I have left is my mother.
I don't have any family members.
I really need her.
So
she cried before the Lord.
赶快开车下来看他。那第二天的时候，我的车子都开了，开到那个哥哥那工厂。我说，看怎样了？他说，那就不归案啦，不去看医生，药啊，提一大堆啦。
So he asked his brother what happened to his mother because he drove next to
him.
And then the mother said, the brother said that, well, after we went to the doctor and got a whole bunch of pills, the next day she was totally healed. And all that pills was a waste of money and time because he prayed, and that's why his mom was healed overnight. So Jesus heard his prayer because he knelt down, he did not rely on anyone else. So from that experience itself,
I learned
that for us to receive blessing from the Lord,
因为那时候我确实是我的需要是那个心灵上的需要，
I had that spiritual need to touch God, not a material need.
不是这样，所以那时候所以我叫那个有一次叫那个郑姐妹啊，说你们星期三去那个梁姊妹她家祷告哈，你帮我替我做见证，说假若她的小孩子哈，
跟他很感情很深哦，小孩子又来信主的话哦，真的哦，有打从内心祈求哦，可能会有功效，这是我对我来讲，我从来没有跟他讲。
If a child prays for mother, God will listen to your prayer, intercede for others, family members.
那是我第一次哦，都没有再经过什么在考验啊，什么检讨，也没有说检讨有什么罪了，没有检讨那个罪。
I didn't bother to examine myself.
我有什么罪了？得罪神啊？
Pray desperately to the
Lord. 这是跪着哈，从那个灵里面就是说，啊，主耶稣啊，你我这什么都没有了，只剩下这一个，你又把我拿走，那我怎么办呢？
Prayer was full of desperation cry.
谢谢你哈。
所以我现在讲说，你现在在讲这个灵现印记哈，是不是信徒要勉励信徒说，要检讨说，你跟神的关系是物质上跟他的关系，还是灵里面跟他的关系？
好，所以下礼拜哈，请你继续来分享，一起来祷告。